This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters. And boy, our money matters today like no other time. A lot of things going on in the stock market. Of course, recently we had David Cishan on with Cishan Financial talking about all the things with the stock market and just what's going on. And today we've got a great topic. We're going to be talking about reverse mortgages. And we'll introduce our guest here in just 1 minute. But first of all, the man that makes the show happen, Mr. Kirk Rogers.
Well, you can't say that. The guy that sits outside this room behind this little glass wall that we have.
Well,
here,
now that's true. Yeah. That is
Charlie
true.
Is the
man
one
that makes
this
the show happen. That's
all we true. Get to do is sit here and talk. Charlie makes everything work for
that
us.
That is very true.
So we have to give him all the praise because he works pretty hard.
Absolutely. How are things going in the mortgage world?
Well, as everybody knows, it's staying pretty busy. Rates have they've actually gone down again, and we'll get into that probably later on in the show as to why. But, yeah, they've gone down, so it brings a lot more people back out. It's still tough for people to buy homes. There's the demand far exceeds the supply, but you see that all the time. When all three TV stations take a segment out of their news every day for a week, it's
you
big.
You know it's real.
It's big.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Well, we have a special guest today in studio with us, Mr. Reverse. That's what I'm going to nickname you, man. Mr. Reverse, the man that's been doing it for many years. David Olson is with us. David is with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And but, Dave, good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you, Scott. I haven't been up here in a while.
I know.
You have to call him Mr. He has more gray hair than both of us.
Exactly.
That's true.
So, Dave, how long have you been doing this whole reverse mortgage thing?
16 years.
16 years. All right.
Saw a lot of change come and go.
Yeah. Good changes, bad changes. You wish some hadn't happened.
FHA is in control of how much money is available, that formula, you know. And they can move it up and down so it determines how much money is available. And I've seen them move it down more than I've seen them move it up. But there's good stuff that's come out of it over the years, and I can't really say that it's been bad.
Right. So before we get into some of the truth and the myths and all, let's just talk about who is really, you know, maybe a perfect client for a reverse mortgage.
Right now, probably a 70-year-old.
Okay.
That seems to be the average, and because of one of those changes that FHA made, you know, back in the day, if somebody said, well, how much can I get? And if the appraised value was, of the appraised value, and they're 70 years old, I could tell them 70% of the availability. But when they changed that formula downward, so now a 70-year-old is probably getting more like 54%, 55% of the available out of the principal or out of the appraised value.
Yeah.
So that's one change that happens, but of course values are higher too, so
sure.
Things offset.
Yeah. Man, values have skyrocketed, haven't they?
Yes.
It has been
crazy.
It's
scary.
Yeah.
You look at your own house.
I know. Yeah. Then you look at some of the other houses, they're like, that house is worth, you know, $500,000.
Really? And I look at mine and say, you gotta be kidding.
I know, no doubt. So, there are a lot of myths. If you just had to think of a few of the myths, where the minute you tell somebody something, they go, really? I always heard this. I mean,
the old myths. We're starting to get through those, Scott. People are doing more and more reverses, so it's starting to get away from that. But still, it's amazing that some people still think the bank owns the property once you do a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people think, well, if they don't own it now, they're going to own it when I die, and my heirs are going to have nothing. So those are two big ones. And then they say, well, you know, you got to tell them. They own the property. They're in control of it, just like if they had a normal traditional mortgage.
If you don't do what you're supposed to do, the bank will
allow
you.
But, you know, the old myths are slightly going away.
Right.
So we're we're through that. Well, in the early days, I used to take maybe a half an hour talking about myths and misconceptions mm-hmm. before I could even get to talking about what was going to happen sure. if they did a reverse mortgage.
Yeah. And I'll tell you just one thing, man, just since I've been doing radio here for a number of years, is financial planners now seem to be way more open.
That's a biggie.
To this, because yeah. I think they're understand. Before, I think, you know, maybe they just didn't understand
they didn't
it
or, want to.
or believe some of the myths.
Yeah.
But now I've seen a lot of financial planners say
they've educated themselves mm-hmm. and they understand that it's a part of a total planning package for their clients. There's just the big dollar homes, high value homes, are where financial planners are talking about reverse mortgages even.
Okay.
Which before they wouldn't even get into that.
Right. And, you know, you've said this, I mean, we've done shows before in the past, but you've always said this, you know, man, bring your family, bring your financial plan, bring your attorney, bring whoever you want to bring. There's no secrets in this of what, you know, you're doing and what they're doing. And
if you don't have any secrets, you can say, bring them.
yeah. If you don't want the kids to know.
If you have some secrets, you better not say that.
Sure.
But, no, we don't care. And they can call me anytime afterwards, and we can talk on the phone or in person or whatever.
Right.
I got nothing to hide because all I do is educate.
Sure.
Well, and I want to ask, what is the basic fundamentals of qualifying for a reverse change? There's just
a few
things.
Well, back in the day, we didn't have to do anything. We just asked their income, and we write it down, didn't have to prove it. We pull a credit report only to make sure there was no debt that could turn into a lien on the property. And then all of a sudden that all changed. Now we have to prove income. We have to really go through the credit report just like you do on a forward
right.
mortgage and write letters of explanations if there's issues we got to talk about. But so it's more than what we used to do.
And part of that was created because of, and I know the terminology, but maybe the listener doesn't, the LISA, and the reasons why they have to prove the income, because there's still some responsibility on a reverse.
There's responsibility of taxes, insurance, and maintenance. They have to pay all the taxes and insurance themselves. Some of these folks have had a mortgage, and they're used to the escrow part.
Right.
So they don't do that on reverses. Unless there's an issue of either credit or an income problem, then they'll do what you just mentioned, a life expectancy set aside, which they'll take the money out of what's available to them and set it aside, and the lender will pay the taxes and insurance for you.
So the homeowner doesn't have to,
because
they're not used to
worry about a thing then.
Right.
Gotcha. Just live in the house and take care of it.
Right. David Olson is with us. He's with Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number, by the way, is 720-895-0500. So when someone first contacts you about doing it, I mean, what's that initial, I guess we'll call it consultation, look like?
First we get a phone call. They have questions or they want to learn something about reverse mortgages. And my response is if they want to talk on the phone, I try to get around that, because this is a complex thing mm-hmm. in the long run. So my first thing is I want a meeting face-to-face for about an hour. We just sit down and talk reverse. And I listen, and if they have a question, they can break in any time. There's no script.
Right.
We just talk and hopefully get all the reverse mortgage things covered that concern them. Then I leave them a packet of information and go away. No pressuring them to do anything. I don't tell anybody, do a reverse mortgage mm-hmm. or don't do a reverse mortgage, although, I have had to kind of tell people that I didn't think
it was right.
Should, yeah, and they shouldn't, maybe health, they shouldn't be in their home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should be somewhere else.
Sure.
But that's it. It's their choice. And then I call them in about a week and check on them, make sure what questions are, or they call me and say we're making our counseling appointment.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a off-the-wall question here, so see if we can stump Mr. Reverse here. But let's say someone's in their home and they say they're by themselves, maybe they've lost a spouse or whatever, and then they have to go to a facility.
Mm-hmm.
can the kids, I mean, does that mess up the reverse? I mean, then do they have to do something as far as with that reverse mortgage
after
the rest
1 year.
Of the family? After 1 year, okay.
After 1 year, it's no longer considered primary residence.
Okay.
And then the loan comes due. That's when the kids have to, or whoever the heirs are, make a decision. What I always say, you know, if you're gone to a assisted living or a nursing home, you'd probably be making those decisions long before a year's up.
Right, right.
Because you're paying electricity and air and heat and all mm-hmm. those things.
Sure. Okay.
But that's right. It. 1 year they got. If they think the person is coming back home, then they just take care of it and
sure.
nothing changes.
All right. Good deal. Now, as far as the percentage, and when did that change kind of about the amount they could get? How many years ago has that been?
Somewhere around 2015.
Yeah, man. It's good. Seems like just a couple of years ago. Yeah. But wow.
There have been a few over the years I've been doing it, okay. but the latest one I think was that one was around 2015.
So what is the percentage now of money they can get?
It changes with your age.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why you said that 70. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You got to be 62 to do one.
Okay. That's the minimum. Yeah.
And there's no cap on the top end. So, but that percentage changes with every age. It used to be simple for me. If you're 70, I said you got 70%. If you're 62, I said 62 because mm-hmm. that was what it about was. But now, I can't say that right off the top of my head. I got to do the calculations
because
I'm old.
Oh, need that calculator.
Absolutely. Now, we've been hearing a lot about, you know, first of all, what can you do with the money? I mean, a lot of people have been saying, you know, do I have to show what I do with it? I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with it, right?
You can do anything you want with it. It's your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that happens, really. Sometimes I got to convince people that this is your money. You put all that equity into this home, and now you're just going to take it back out and use it yourself. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
So they can, and there's different ways they can receive that money. If they owe nothing on a house, let's say that's worth $500, and they were able to get, let's say, 50% of that or $250.
They can do it. They can take a certain amount in a lump sum. And the rest of it goes in a line of credit, or they can leave it all in a line of credit. There's something called the 60% rule that also came into effect around 2015, maybe 17, that says you can only have 60% of what's available to you up front because they decided that there were too many people taking all their money and spending it right away.
Right.
Now, I don't agree that only giving them 60% up front is going to solve anything because that other 40% comes available after 1 year.
They'll take it.
So all they're doing is putting it off for a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never understood that thing.
Right.
And what it hurts is the fixed rate product. If somebody wants a fixed rate, there may be $250 available to them. But you only get 60% of that whole thing up front in your scenario if they owe nothing. So in a fixed product, they have to take everything up front because no lender is going to give you a fixed rate today on money you're going to use tomorrow.
Correct.
So if they only get 60%, now that whole other 40% is gone. It's not available to them. It's still equity in their home.
But they can't touch it.
But they can't touch it. So, you know, they ought to fix that rule at least that it doesn't apply to a fixed rate. I don't know. Just do away with the rule. And if they think they've got a borrower that might have a problem making their tax and insurance payment, why don't they have a requirement that you can't take any lump sum, you have to take payments?
Mm-hmm.
And that way they can't spend it all and they've got payments.
And they can pay their taxes and insurance.
It just seems to me that would have made a lot more sense.
Sure.
But they do have a couple different ways of pulling the money out.
Oh, yeah, credit line. They can put a credit line on it. They can take what's available in a lump sum. They can take payments for life or a set time. It's still all that flexibility is there.
Right. David Olson is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and you've heard me say many times, this is one of my favorite stores. The Outdoorsman's Attic's selection is incredible right now for all of your camping, hunting, and fishing needs. Just a few items to mention, all backpacks are 10% off, sleeping bags 20%, and Sitka gear 40% off of retail. They also have great deals on firearms and also tons of fishing gear down in the basement. And if your firearms need a little work or cleaning, see Scott the gunsmith and tell him we sent you. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's premier outdoor consignment store for the outdoors. They're located at 2650 West Hamden. Tell them Scott sent you.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When it comes to customer service, D&D Tire takes it to the next level. Yes, you will receive great customer service from this family-owned company, but there is a difference when you add customer care. You see, at D&D Tire, they care about your safety and your car, and they understand mechanical problems, tire replacement, or flat tires never come at a convenient time. But at each of the D&D Tire locations, two in Aurora and one in Parker, you will find a courteous staff and technicians that have the knowledge and experience to take care of all of your automotive needs. Right now, buy four qualifying tires and rebates are up to $150 when using your Goodyear credit card, subject to credit approval. And terms and conditions apply. D&D Tire Service, your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Check them out at dndtireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters here on Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. It's always good to have Kurt Rogers here from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and today we are glad to have David Olson. And David is also with Affordable Interest Mortgage and does reverse mortgages and has been doing this a long time. So if you've got any questions, feel free to give us a call here, 303-477-5600, or you can reach David after the show at 720-895-0500.
Before the break, we were talking about the fixed rate and taking out the 60%. Now,
right.
There's an adjustable rate, and a lot of people have negatives about that, but there's an advantage to an adjustable rate in a reverse, because if you take out the 60 and don't kind of explain, if you take out 60, don't take it out, what happens to it?
You've got all the options under the adjustable rate mortgage. You can take a line of credit. You can take it all, what's available to you in a lump sum, or you can take payments. All that's available under the adjustable rate. Now, the 60% rule is there too, but that goes into a line of credit, and after 1 year you can get to it, and during that time the line of credit grows, and any money you have in the line of credit, it grows, because what they're thinking is if you'd have waited to a reverse mortgage, you'd be older, so you get more money for that. Also, your home would have appreciated, so you get more money for that. So they said, well, how can we make this fair if they do it today and in the future? So they make a line of credit have a growth piece to it.
See, I don't think a lot of people knew that about a reverse, because that was questions that they were asking many years ago. Mm-hmm. If my home value goes up, do I have to do another refinance? But in this case, it will grow.
Yes.
Even if you're not making payments, it's going to grow because it's basically paying itself the same rate as you're paying it.
Correct. Actually, a half point more than what it's costing you.
So you're making a half a point on money
it's
that's sitting in your house.
It's a half point more than what you're paying. So if you're paying 3% on the borrowed money, you're earning 3.5% on the credit line. It's always a half a percent more. So if that interest rate on the ARM goes up, you're always going to earn a half point more than what you're paying.
And as you look at the long-term effect of that, with home values continuing to go, with people living longer, mm-hmm. that just keeps giving them mm-hmm. more money available to them should they need it as they age in years.
That's correct. Now, some people don't get into that line of credit right away. They just have it in case.
Right.
And I talked to one of my clients yesterday because they're getting bombarded with pamphlets about refinancing their reverse mortgage. And my first question is, I know that you had $55,000 in a line of credit when you did it 5 years ago. Where's that stand? He said, we haven't touched it, and it's up to like 60-something.
So,
there you go.
Right. Which was going to bring up my next question. With home values, is that if someone is in a reverse, at what point do you think it's a good idea for them to maybe reconsider it? Because the rates are low.
Well, right now it's getting blasted with refining reverse mortgages for that reason. I mean, here's the perfect storm in a reverse mortgage refi-wise. It doesn't happen in the forward mortgage as much like this. The values are so high, and they're older. Let's say they did the reverse mortgage 5 years ago. They're 5 years older, so that's one of the
factors. They get a bigger piece of the pie.
That's one of the factors. So we've got age, value, and interest rate. Now, what are the interest rates done? They're historically low. So you've got all three of those things working for you to make this refi work. Before the values went crazy, interest rates went down, it wasn't that easy to make it work because there are some rules involved with refining a reverse mortgage. A plain old HECM refi, home equity conversion refi, taking out a traditional forward mortgage is just simple, nothing. But when you get into taking out a current reverse mortgage, we've got rules in place that make it so you have to give them a bona fide benefit. And there's rules for that. It has to be 5 times the cost of the new mortgage.
That's what you have to give
them. That's
what
you have to give them as a net benefit. So if you got a $5,000 cost to the new mortgage, you got to get them $25,000 as a net benefit. I don't think that's a hard thing to do today.
Not with values.
Values and interest rates down in age, you're older. So all of it's working for you to do a reverse on your current reverse.
Sure.
And I don't think a lot of people knew that about a reverse and how they work that way.
No, most people don't think about doing a refi on their reverse. They think once they did a reverse, they're done.
They're done, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can refi the reverse with just those things have to be involved and in place.
Now, because it's FHA, I know this because I'm in the industry, but because it's FHA, they always have loan limits.
Well, yeah. Back in the day when I started, FHA had a max loan limits by county. And that was established by the kind of, I think it was average value of the homes.
Correct.
Or something like that. For instance, El Paso County was very low compared to the counties up here. So if you had a high-value home down in El Paso County and you had a $200,000 max loan limit with FHA, how much money you get was going to be based on that $200,000, not your $400,000 home. So it kind of hurt the high-value homeowners. Then it went, about 2008, it went to a national lending limit, right?
Right.
You have that in the forward world,
yes,
too?
Yes.
Yeah, so now it's one national lending limit, except for California and Hawaii, of course.
Everything's except California.
Anyway.
Is that why they're moving out?
That lending limit is now $822,375. I don't know why the 375, but that's what it is. So that's amazingly high for FHA. But still, there are homes that are more, you know, there's a lot of high-value homes around the state of Colorado.
1 to 2 million that used to be 800.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those homeowners, if you have $1 million home or $2 million home and you do an FHA reverse, you're getting money off of $822,000 instead of $2 million. So there comes private products. We've had the private products for quite a while, but they weren't really very good. They are evolving like everything else. Mm-hmm. And so those are becoming a good big piece of the business now. And with values where they are, that opens the door on the private products to help them. What happened with private products, they give them so much less money because they don't have FHA insuring the loan. So if you had an FHA loan that was given a borrower 50% of their value, they would be giving them 35. That FHA insurance thing is a big deal because, you know, it's a growing balance loan.
Right.
And if somebody lives past what FHA thought they should,
or calculated.
Ball, yeah. And if values dropped, technically that home could be underwater when it got sold. Well, FHA has to pay down that difference to the lender. That's part of the insurance.
Okay.
And so heirs walk away with nothing, but they can never be walking away with debt either.
So they don't, and that's one of the myths that was out there. That's true. It would leave that debt to my children if I left, but that is not the case.
Not the case. If it's an FHA loan, and then FHA made the private players go along with their rules too. They can't do a private loan without having that same thing, even though FHA is not insuring them. That's why they gave them a little less money.
Right.
However, these lenders in their private product, they're seeing that this isn't happening anyway. This value, they're giving a percentage of their value already, and I very seldom do, when I'm doing an amortization schedule for everybody for these loans, I very seldom see it run out of equity. There's always excess equity, you know, all the way to 99 almost, because the way it's structured, they know what they're doing.
Right, sure.
So now is a good time to relook at
it's refinancing. As good as there ever has been.
Yeah, because of the rates and the values.
Absolutely.
You can reach Dave at 720-895-0500. Before a break here now, you said they have to be 62. So if a husband and wife are on the title of the house and all that, then only one of them has to be 62 or to both?
No. Well, the other one would end up being what's called a non-borrowing spouse.
Okay.
They wouldn't be on title and they wouldn't be on note.
Okay.
They would get the benefit of being able to stay in the home if that borrower passed away. They could stay in the home for as long as they're alive also. But, and in the old days, again, that never was the case. If we had a non-borrowing spouse, that spouse, when the borrower died, they were out. Wow. That got changed quite a while ago. So the non-borrowing spouse can stay in the home, but they get no benefit. For instance, if you had a line of credit and you still had an open line of credit by the time that borrower passed away, the non-borrowing spouse would not get that line of credit available, but they wouldn't get thrown out of the house.
Yeah. Well, that's a win.
That's right.
For sure.
You get to stay home.
Right.
One more question here before a break. I know this was the case where, like, if someone decided they wanted to move forward, one of the things they had to do was, and I guess it was a phone call or a counseling.
Yes.
Type session for like
FHA counseling.
Is that still?
That's still the case. The only thing is we had local counselors that doing face-to-face.
Okay.
Which most seniors prefer. And then we have national counselors that are phone. Well, when COVID came along, the local counselors went to phone. Mm. So now it's all phone. I don't know when the locals will go back to face-to-face, but the locals don't charge, by the way. FHA allows a charge, a reasonable fee. Everybody seems
that
to
leaves settle. A lot of interpretation different.
Everybody
right?
settles on reasonable about 125 to 150.
Okay.
And it's pretty standard.
Right.
So I always like to tell people go local if at all possible. If you're not in a big hurry, you can always get a national counselor like that
right.
quick. But if, and sometimes the locals get backed up. There's a lot of reverses being done.
Sure.
And so if they can wait, do it. Why pay for that?
Right. And that's just a way for them just to kind of go back through everything you've already told them.
It's a
but just to make sure hands, they understand.
Yeah, it's hands off somebody that doesn't have anything to do with the loan, going over everything and making sure nobody was telling them something false and making sure they do understand it, making sure their health is okay to stay in the home.
Right.
And then they go over a budget, too, to make sure they can pay their taxes, insurance, and maintenance.
Right. David Olson can help you. Hey, if you've got any questions, give him a call, 720-895-0500. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time, and when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. Who they are, what are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
You're listening to KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Glad to have Kurt Rogers in studio with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest, David Olson, also from Kurt's office there at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. It is a free consultation, by the way, and if you'd like to do that with David in person or David, are you Zooming these days?
I did not Zoom even over the 2020. I did not. I talked to people on the phone and did what we could there and all that, but no, I was not Zooming.
Not Zooming. All
I'm
right,
too old.
David will help you out. We'll get David to Zoom to you, all right? But whatever we got to do to help you, we will do. And here's the big thing I would just say, just put out, and David, I know you'll agree with me, but man, I had people come to me in my church, you know, and they'll go, oh, I talked to some person, some other state about this. And I'm like, don't do that. Man, deal with somebody that you can
local.
Sit across the desk from, because there are some shysters out there. And while there's a lot of regulations, that still doesn't mean they're not going to try to pull something on you.
No. where it comes from is all the advertising from out of state. And a big one on TV, you know, is AAG with Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll call those numbers and ask for information, and they get somebody calling them right away.
Sure.
And everything you do with an out-of-state person, you've got to do by FedEx, UPS. They send you a whole raft of paperwork and tell you to sign it. Supposedly they show you where to sign it, but you got to figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of it.
Right.
And so that goes back and forth. I have people call me and says, I've been dealing with this out-of-state person on the phone, and I'm wondering if you can help me. And the first question is, I ask, how deep are you into this?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have you done an application package? And if so, they pull the FHA case number. That makes it a little different. We have other things to have to deal with.
Wow. A lot going on.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, you just look at the state of our economy, you know, rates on, like I say, mortgages are down, but some people think they're going to rise. You know, you got a lot going on there, inflation, the stock market even went down here yesterday, I think, pretty good, all the COVID talk and all that. So, I mean, what do you think about just all the economy things?
Well, it's a great question, because for the last couple of days, I've been actually getting a lot of those calls. Inflation is at 5.4% in June.
Okay.
That's the highest it's been in a long time. And everybody understands that the bond market controls mortgages. And then when inflation goes up, the normally rates will go up with it. And you're hearing a lot of people talking about naysayers saying that that's what's going to happen here. Well, when you dig into the numbers, and the Feds have consistently come out, and they came out in the July statement, they're not raising the rates. They're going to make sure they're going to keep buying bonds to keep the rates low, mm-hmm. for that purpose, because they believe that the reason that is 5.4% is because there are 9 million new job openings. There are job openings for people, and nobody's going to work. Unemployment's at 5.8. There's plenty of, you got 9 million job openings, so that tells you there's a rub.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that rub is caused by a lot of people getting paid for not going to work. So with that happening, the stock market kind of took a hit, but at 700-800 points, it's at 34,000. I mean, again, put the numbers into perspective.
Right.
But that was mainly caused because there's a fear about COVID coming back with this new variant.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a belief about that you talked to a doctor as we were talking on the break.
Sure.
That all viruses have variants.
Right, right.
So this is not nothing that's new.
Even flu.
Yeah, even the flu. Yeah. But that's kind of scared. And the stock market doesn't like, mm-hmm. that uneasiness. So, no, I don't see rates are not going to change. The Feds have pretty well guaranteed they're going to stay in this range, under 3% or right at 3%, all the way through the end of the year. So it's just going to continue to give you the opportunity to borrow money almost free on a mortgage.
Right. And then as far as home values, I mean, boy, is this the highest you guys have seen in your career?
I've never seen it there.
I don't know anybody that, you know, that is looking at, when somebody says, well, this person paid $50,000 over what the asking price, or this person paid $90,000 over, how you can justify that. But it's a reality. We are living in a different type of environment now.
The thing I think about those people, where are they getting all that cash?
Well,
they got to come up with that cash over the appraised value.
Well, and that's a great question, Dave. And if you do a little checking on it, you find out there's many people moving in from the East Coast and the West Coast. So when they're selling that house out there that's $800,000 to $900,000 and coming here, they may have only owed $200,000 on it. So they're walking in with $600,000.
Gotcha.
Even if they're not paying cash, they're putting that down, again, to have a lower payment and buy more homes, because the homes here are bigger with more land between them than what they're in California. So they see them as a deal, which we never saw them as that big a deal, but they're a deal.
Yeah.
So that's what's continuing to drive the prices. We have less than a 30-day supply of homes on the market. So how can the market go south when there's not enough homes to handle just the people that want to buy? So this is going to continue to go as rates stay low. It's going to continue to happen.
Right.
One of the things you're going to see is, we believe, as the market moves on and people start to come back to work, because once the government quits paying them, they're going to need money. So they're going to come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once they start to fill those gaps like the Feds believe, the inflation will come down, markets will start to stabilize on the housing market. Instead of going up 10, 11%, they're going to go up 4 to 5%, which is still a great number. But when that happens, you're going to see people being able to buy homes without having to pay the appraisal gap. They're not going to have to bring an extra $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. I personally have a handful of customers that they can buy a home. They can buy a $600,000, $700,000 home, but they have no money for the gap.
Right.
So they're waiting for those homes to come available, and they will. They'll start coming available, in my opinion, October, November, December.
This morning there was an article in the paper that inventory of homes rose.
Yes.
This month.
Still less than 30 days.
Oh, yeah. But it did make a move upward as far as availability of the inventory. But all that is people taking advantage. Hey, somebody said my house is worth $600, and I thought it was worth $400. Mm-hmm. I'm selling.
Sure. Where am I going? I don't know, but I'm selling.
See, and you bring up a good perspective about the number of homes being available has gone up. People see that as the market slowing down. You'll hear,
exactly.
Yeah, you'll hear radio stations or TV stations talk about it. Well, go back over the history over the last 20 years that I've been doing this. Every summer, more homes become available.
Yes.
Because there's less buyers. Why? Because more people are traveling. Now, you got to remember, a year ago, we couldn't travel. Mm-hmm. We're traveling this year.
Oh, man.
So there's not as many people that'll say, I'll get to it when I come back. I'm not wasting this summer like I did last year. My family and I are going out. That is what it's always been the case. We have a higher inventory in the summertime than we do any other time. So it's not affecting the market. There's too many, because people just don't understand it. They're not looking at all the numbers to come to play. It's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Rates are going to stay low. Everything's going to move just fine through the rest of the year.
That's why rates and values are a big deal on refining a reverse mortgage right now. It's never been, it won't ever be easier.
No.
To get more money out of your home as a senior than it is right now.
Well, see, you offer a product that I don't offer, in that if they have a line of credit with you, that's making them money
right.
With the equity.
Correct.
I don't have a product that does that. That's really a good deal.
You got a home equity line of credit that has a cap.
Right.
And it ain't going anywhere.
It ain't going any higher. You can pay it down, but you can't get any more than that cap.
Right.
In your case, you can.
Right.
And that's pretty slick. I like that idea.
Now, David, is it any more difficult, real quick? I just got to thinking about, you know, self-employed people and reverse mortgages. Is there?
No.
Does that throw any kind of wrench in it?
No.
Okay.
You just need documentation. When it's self-employed, I need 2 years of income tax. With anything else, I don't need income tax. And if the, you know, problem with self-employed people, they don't show a lot of income. But in generally, I don't need a lot of income. All I need to do to cover is monthly taxes, insurance on a monthly basis, any debt that shows up in a credit report that has payments.
Okay.
And add all that up and subtract it from the income. And if they have, as a single person, $589 left over at the end of the month.
Where the government comes
up
with
these numbers?
I don't know. If you're a couple, you got to have $998 left over. But it's simple compared to what Kurt has to go through.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. If a borrower has Social Security and a pension, for instance, and the spouse has Social Security, I add all these things up. I make that calculation. And I do that whole calculation. If I only need Social Security, that's all I give the lender.
Gotcha.
I only give them as much as they need.
Sure. Good man. That's a smart man right there.
Who's
so it's the
government.
Same thing with a self-employed borrower. I'll only give them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll end there.
Right. Well, once again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach David at 720-895-0500, and he will be glad to help you. We've got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, Yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Some skills you only develop through practice. In October of this year, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law celebrates 25 years defending both civil and criminal cases. He has earned the tagline, trial tested, trial ready. In civil cases such as personal injury, your attorney has the burden of proof to persuade a jury that you deserve a certain sum of money in return for your pain and suffering. However, because only a small percentage of personal injury cases go to trial, most personal injury attorneys do not spend much time in the courtroom over the course of their careers. Kevin Flesh stands apart from the rest because he represents both criminal and civil cases. After an estimated couple hundred jury trials, Kevin has learned how a jury reacts to evidence. He knows how to gauge how much money a jury will likely award in your case. Trial tested, trial ready for 25 years. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio. We are glad to have you with us. This has been a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage and also David Olson. And we've been talking about reverse mortgages. So again, David can help you. Give him a call, 720-895-0500. They want to come back a couple of points. We were kind of talking during the break. One is on the counseling end. You have to do that counseling on your initial reverse mortgage, but you wanted to mention something else about that.
Yeah, if you're refinancing a current reverse mortgage in the state of Colorado, if you've had the loan within five years, you don't have to recounsel. I wanted to get that piece in there. I didn't mention it earlier. There's no recounseling if you've had your mortgage. Now, if it's 6 years, you got to recounsel. But 5 years is a pretty long time. So
right, sure.
That's good.
All right.
And your house has doubled in price in 5 years.
Yeah.
You're also talking about a mortgage premium?
Mortgage insurance premium. Okay. As anybody that took out a reverse mortgage knows, there's a mortgage insurance premium. FHA gets this premium up front for insuring that loan. And that premium gets heavily discounted when you refinance that original loan. And that is why refinancing a reverse mortgage is a lot cheaper than the original.
Okay.
Because a big piece of the original cost is FHA's insurance premium.
So
that gets heavily discounted and makes it a lot.
So if I get this right, I got a lower rate,
Mm-hmm.
I got more money available to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying a whole lot less to get it done.
Correct.
And I don't have to have somebody go teach me anything.
Correct.
Well, that's pretty slick.
That's a pretty good summary, right?
I was just,
this really isn't a quote a sales point. It's just reality.
No, it's just fact.
This is just, there's never been a better time to do this.
That's right. It never will be. I've tried to refinance a lot of reverse mortgages over my time, and if they don't meet those guidelines, that 5-to-1 ratio is one of them, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that should never be an issue.
Sure. Once again, you can call David, 720-895-0500. And so, Kurt, let's talk about investment properties real quick. So with, you know, values being as high as they are, is this a time anybody should look at investment properties?
Let's see, that I get that question quite often because many people think if it's an investment, investors won't overpay for a home.
Right.
I don't think investors, all the ones that I deal with, they don't see themselves as overpaying for the home. Because an investor, in most cases, unless you're doing a fix and flip, and then if you're really good at that, that still works because the values are going up. But if you're buying an investment property for a term, whether it's 5 years, 10, 15, mm-hmm. or 20, the value of the home is going to consistently go up 5 to 6% per year over a 10-year period of time. So you're seeing that as being okay. But what you're really looking at as investors is, how is it cash flowing for me? How much money am I making every month? And we go back to the same thing we've been talking about for a long time. With rates where they are and what people are paying for rents, it cash flows very quickly. I have people cash flowing at $1,200, $1,300 a month. They could care less what the price of the unit is.
Wow.
Because when you have a tenant in the property,
mm-hmm.
that tenant is paying your payoff down. They're paying your interest. They're paying the equity in the home. They're driving it down to build more for you. So neither one of those would become an issue. Plus, you're putting X amount of dollars in your pocket on a monthly basis. So, yeah, investment property right now, I've constantly got a list of people looking for investment properties. Now, some of them are looking more for the duplex, fourplex type, or condos at the right price range because they cash flow so well on those mm-hmm. products. But, yeah, investment properties are very strong right now.
And you mentioned some things over the last few shows, just real quick, that if the rent supersedes the monthly payment, it's a pretty easy deal.
Well, there is actually a loan program out because the investors realize the benefit of rates where they are, and they want more people to get in the investment. If you can go out and find an investment property, or you have one, you can finance a new one or refinance one as long as what you are collecting in rent is more than what the mortgage payment. It's very simple. You have to have a 680 credit score above, but if you have that and what you're collecting is rent is more than what the payment is on the property, you will be approved. Right. And they'll let you take cash out.
Whoa.
So you can take cash out to 70, 80% if you have a rental property. And the payment's higher, you're in, so you can do recontour to go buy another one. Because I got investors, again, that own their rental property. So they'll go out, take $200,000, $300,000. Everything fits on the front end. They'll then turn around and go buy another one.
Wow.
Because of money, the inexpensive cost of money right now. A lot of people think 3%'s high. All the people in this room understand that 3% is yeah. absurdly low.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Wrong word, but it's yeah. extremely low. So, and there's many people taking advantage of that.
Right. So what's your most popular, if there is such a word as a popular loan, because I know everybody's different, what's your most popular loan you do?
We do quite a bit of business on the asset manager mm-hmm. because it fits. Once people start to understand it, you understand the cash flow of money, this loan will work for you because it's a simple interest loan. You'll pay less money to pay off your home in a quicker period of time and still be able to access the money. It's kind of like what you talked about. I got access to money. I don't have to refinance. I need money. I just write the check.
That's what you're looking for.
I'm unemployed. I have money.
Right.
It makes you mortgage safe. And whether you're self-employed or you're W-2'd, they'll do self-employed up to $2.5 million. And people that are self-employed, if we've talked about in the past, they have cash flow. Cash mm-hmm. flow in this loan works wonderful. Gives you the ability to keep your business going or expand your business, and you can use your home as the base for that.
Right. And you can pay it off early and don't have to change anything about your current spending habits.
Yeah, we're not going to ask you to pay us more money to pay it off early. that, then you're not doing that. Right. Continue doing what you're doing, and I've not seen a loan to where I've not been able to pay off your home faster than what you're currently doing. I don't care if it's a 15-year at 2.625 or 2%. I don't care.
Wow. Again, Kurt can help you on the forward end, and David can help you on the reverse end, so they can help you. But 720-895-0500. Real quick, guys, just talking about the – got a couple minutes here, but – have you ever seen a time in your life where there is more businesses needing help than right now? I mean,
no.
I mean, I don't know about you. I've been to several restaurants, and they'll say, you know, we're glad you're here, but it's going to be a little extra wait, you know, just
remember
because we don't
when
have staff.
Remember when we were fighting about $15 an hour, raising minimum wage $15 an hour? Right now, people are – businesses are saying, yeah, $15 an hour, would you come to work? Come on, please.
Sure.
Well, I saw somebody the other day give you $2,500 just to come to work.
Right.
Got nobody to come in on an app.
That's amazing.
And apply. That scares me. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Man. Scary times out there in some way.
Different when you go times. Like I was going to say, when you go to a restaurant, you got to be patient with the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault there's not enough help. Yeah. So it's going to take a little
bit
longer. I
tell you, we've been tipping extra good, you know, because I'm just like, man, you know what? Thank you for working, and thank you for, you know, not just sitting home like a lot of the other people. But, yeah, we've been trying to tip
like
a little
like I did
extra.
Last year. I had to cook for myself, and I'm not a real good cook.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm glad that they got these places open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just ask my wife. She don't think I'm a good cook either.
Your disclosure, sir.
72, our phone number is 720-895-0500. Affordable interest mortgage regulated by DORA. Equal credit lender, 298-191.
All right. Gentlemen, it's been fun. David, thank you, sir.
Scott, thanks a lot.
Great information, sir. Kurt, thank you as well. Most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Hey, don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.